Oh, we're on. Hey, Rolling Around the Barrel podcast coming to you from the Ohio Cup. Will the interviews never end? I have been so lucky with the people I've had for guests, vintage baseball players. And now I'm double lucky because I have Megan Boggs. Hi, Megan.
Hey, guys.
There is no guys. Rudy left. He's going to play in a match.
I just wish he was here, I guess.
He's
out
there in a Capitals pants, a Muffins belt, and a Canton corn shucker jersey, and a Capitals hat. I don't know what this... What is going on with him? Hey, Megan, are you still involved with the Lady Diamonds?
I am.
There's not a lot of women teams out there. Who do you guys get to play against?
So a lot of times we actually play against festival teams because that's one of the things that the Ohio Village Muffins and Diamonds program does. We play against, like, Bicentennial, like, when cities have Bicentennial, Sesquicentennials, things like that, they'll invite us out to kind of be part of the entertainment. And a lot of times the ladies will go and play against other local ladies from those towns because, they're like you said, there are not a lot of vintage teams in with even a couple of state radius from us at the moment.
Well, absolutely.
Yeah.
So I don't know how the Muffins are feeling about the Frankenmuth Festival in 22, but before COVID hit, I did have a Frankenmuth girls team put together just for the festival.
Oh, awesome.
It was just for the festival. So if you guys decided to come to the festival and the women wanted to, I can still make that Frankenmuth women's team happen.
I will definitely bring it up at the board meetings coming up because we are always looking for vintage teams to play. Those are, you know, obviously some of our favorite things to do.
Right, and you would be basically teaching them
sure.
how to play vintage.
We are used to doing that.
Because
yes.
the ladies in Frankenmuth don't know, but they were really willing to learn. Although this was a couple years ago. Thanks, COVID. I'm sure they're still on board. But, Megan, I really wanted to get your perspective and your knowledge of what else is happening here at the Ohio Cup with, as far as the connection. Back here is an incredible area. I've not had the chance to walk through while it's open. I'm going to miss out on that again because I've decided to spend my entire day sitting at the table.
I understand.
But tell everybody that's listening, when you come to the Ohio Cup and the matches for the Muffins, do they play right at this field? Is this like their home field?
This is Muffin Meadow behind me, yes. This is our home field.
Okay, so when you come to play or watch an Ohio Village Muffins match, there is this little town behind you.
Yes.
Tell me about this town.
Sure. So the Ohio Village is actually set based in the 1890s. And so even when the Muffins come to play, we are putting on a show of what vintage baseball was even like for that time period because we still play by 1860s rules.
Mm-hmm.
And so the actual village behind Muffin Meadow, there's a pharmacy, there's a bike shop that has like the really old-fashioned big wheel in the front, bicycles, there's a hotel, there's a seamstress place, like a mercantile kind of facility. There's town hall, there's a voting booth, like one of the first tin I don't even know how to describe it. It's like made of tin and it's almost like a trailer, but it was the first ever like voting booth that existed.
So
it's on the other side of this.
Are these all original buildings back here?
As far as I know. So Ohio Village has been around since before I was a kid. Like my grandma used to bring us here as children. So like we'd come to the 4th of July parade and everything. Ryan and I actually got married in the church in the village.
Oh, wow.
In 2015. So yeah, Ohio Village, not just close to our hearts as Muffins and Diamonds, but close to Ryan and I specifically from our childhood.
So this wasn't anything that was moved here, the buildings and stuff. This was all here. This is where it was made.
I don't know the answer to that question, honestly.
Okay.
Like, are they actually, like, from the 1890s? I don't know. But, like, when Ohio History Center was made, they made this village to represent.
Oh, okay. So, yes. So they made it here.
Yes.
This is its original incarnation.
Yes.
Whenever they did it,
yes.
It was here.
Yes.
The hotel.
Yes.
How can I get a room at this hotel so I can stay this close to the field?
I wish anyone knew the answer to that question.
Do you have people trying to stay in the hotel?
Not that I know
of. Dang it. Just one room. Like the Christmas Story house in Cleveland, they rent out the room.
Oh, that would be a really good marketing idea for them.
I'm just saying. So my wife was really impressed with the fact she would walk into one of the shops over here, mm-hmm. and she would be greeted in such a way that
Everyone's in character.
Right.
Yes.
It's amazing. How much work do you have to goes into working back here?
So I believe when you're a docent is what they're called. The people, the characters in the village, they do go through like character training. But it's some of them are volunteers, some of them are staff, but there is definitely some training that goes in. Even we have like a costume department that makes sure that you look the part, that you can play the part. There are props all over the village that we have gathered to make sure that every part fits into the time period that we're trying to represent.
So I saw you out here keeping score of a match earlier. Yeah. Are you a docent at all? Do you
any
of that?
I'm not. I'm just a Muffin and Diamond volunteer.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay. So so you don't have a spiel. I was going to try to get you to give me one of your spiels of when you walk into a place and you got nothing. Nothing, Megan.
Sorry, crickets over here.
Megan, Ryan wanted to talk to me about how he ripped his shirt. And I'm going to talk to him the next time I make a trip to Columbus. But how did Ryan rip his shirt, according to you?
Today or in St.
No,
Louis?
It was... He had the shirt on out in this match.
Okay.
And I'm like, what happened?
So it's actually a re-rip. He actually ripped that shirt out in St. Louis when we were there at the end of July. He actually ripped his shirt out and his pants in St. Louis when we were
his
there.
His pants?
Yeah. Not the ones that he's wearing, but his old pants.
Do you double as a seamstress in the village?
I do not.
Do you double as a seamstress at home?
I do not.
Oh, no.
Because of my, I'm a trained veterinarian, I sutured his last shirt closed with, like, stitches.
Oh, it didn't work, did it?
Is that
really why the re-rip
That's
happened?
That's not the one. No, because the one in St. Louis that was ripped, it was so bad. I was like, this is beyond my scope of ability. So, actually, Larry Hoffman's wife, Miss Peggy, volunteered to fix it, but it didn't stick because Ryan's just way too hard on his clothes, so we need to make some new
purchases. As usual, when I start interviewing people, something pops up that's very interesting. You're a trained vet?
I am.
So, oh my God, tell me, where? Here in Columbus?
Yes, in Grove City. I work at a veterinary clinic down there.
What's the most common thing people bring their animals into you for?
I mean, aside from
besides
just,
shots.
Like wellness, yeah, like vaccines and things, allergies are super common. Limping is really common. Like if a dog, jumps off of a bed or the porch or something, or I'm trying to chase after something, comes up limping.
Do you got a story of something odd?
I was like 6 months out of vet school. It was probably 4 years ago. I actually treated a dog for tetanus, which is not very common.
Yeah, that's... What do you step on a rusty nail?
So it was a puppy, and I don't really know. He wasn't even a client. It was like a new client. He showed up on a Saturday because his vet was closed. It was Thanksgiving weekend, and so his vet was closed. So they came to us, and the puppy could barely open his mouth because once tetanus sets in, everything, like, tenses up. And he couldn't even, like, bend his arms, like, 90 degrees.
Wow.
And he had, like, when tetanus sets in on a dog's face, it, like, pins their ears back really bad. So he looks like he had, like, a huge facelift all the time. So I actually called over to Ohio State, and they have an antidote there, so I sent him over there to get treatment.
Wow, that's crazy. All right, Megan, and that's our 8 minutes.
Thanks.
Thank you for coming over here. You thought, oh, my God, I've never done this before. You were great.
Well, thank you so much
Phenomenal.
For having me. I really enjoyed it.
All right, take care.
You too. Next time.